never forget everything this corrupt establishment is doing to me is all about preserving their power and control over the American people. If I renounce my beliefs, which I won't do, if I agreed to stay silent, if I stayed at home, if I said that a corrupt election was wonderful, the persecution would stop immediately. They'd say, good luck, let's go on to the next victim. But I can't do that because I love our country far, far too much. And remember, they're coming after me because I'm standing up for you. And they're coming after you. Believe me, they're coming.
Love your country as it was designed, as it was created. You should be infuriated right now by what is transpiring. You heard the words of Donald Trump in the opening, and no truer words have been spoken. They are not after Donald Trump. They are after us. He is just merely in the way. If Donald Trump goes away, next, they're going after Ron DeSantis, and the playbook has been set. The playbook is being used, and the playbook is working. You have George Soros, who is putting millions and millions of dollars into these local and state elections, because the Democrats have realized, and shame on the Republicans for not realizing this until it was too late, but the Democrats and George Soros have realized that if you want to change this country, you start from the ground level. You start at the school boards. You work your way into the city councils. Then you get into your attorney generals and your secretary of states. And then you work your way up into Washington. Because by the time the state and the local levels are infiltrated with the progressive socialist communists, well, then Washington is a breeze. Washington takes care of itself. Washington becomes a bastion of communism, socialism. We're watching that happen in America as we speak. Our country is lost at this point. The police state is here. I will tell you that. We now live in a police state. The DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, they have all been infiltrated by the deep state. Now we have the district attorneys of these blue states that are basically writing their own rules. They're writing their own laws. Donald Trump has come out and said, I will be arrested and handcuffed on Tuesday. He went on Truth Social Media with this post. Now, illegal leaks from a corrupt and highly political Manhattan district attorney's office, which has allowed new records to be set in violent crime and whose leader is funded by George Soros, indicate that, with no crime being able to be proven and based on an old and fully debunked by numerous other prosecutors fairy tale, the far and away leading Republican candidate and former president of the United States of America will be arrested on Tuesday of next week. Protest. Take our nation back. I'm going to tell you right now, the Democrat Party is a bigger threat to this democracy and our freedom than China and Russia could ever be. The biggest issue is they are going to indict him on claims that he was found not guilty from in a federal investigation. The Manhattan DA, which has been funded and put into place by George Soros, is going to indict him on the hush payments to porn actress Stormy Daniels. I don't know exactly how that works, but to me, that's almost like double jeopardy. But this will show you that the Democrats will go to no end to get this guy out of the picture. they don't want to deal with Donald Trump. And you have to ask yourself why. Why are they so afraid of him? It's because Donald Trump, in the intro, he says he's not going to capitulate. He's not going to give in because he loves our country too much. You know, when he started criticizing and ripping on Ron DeSantis, I had a falling out in a way with Trump. But and I still don't agree with what he says, because Ron DeSantis is a very strong conservative who needs to be in the highest office. Now, that may be after another term of Trump, but to hear Donald Trump speak and to see what lengths the Democrats and Soros are going to go through to get this guy out of the picture tells me that this is the man that needs to run this country. I loved what he did during his first 4 years in office. I was extremely disappointed that nothing really happened to the deep state. I think we put him in for another term or two, that the deep state is done, and they know that, and they are going to do anything they can to stop him from taking office. Honestly, you indict this man, guaranteed win, because they're not going to be able to find anything. It's already been proven that nothing happened. Nothing worth indicting him was found. But the Democrats, they can't impeach him. They've completely mocked him and said lie after lie after lie about him, and people still follow him, and that scares the Democrats to no end. Because who do the Democrats have? They have Joe Biden. We see how that's working. Kamala Harris. See how that's working. They're actually talking about putting either Hillary Clinton or Michelle Obama on the ticket. That's how desperate they are. There is a reason the Democrats are pushing any legislation they can through that will interrupt and take away our freedoms before 2024, because they know they don't have a chance. And again, I say that with bated breath, because as I said in 16, and I definitely said in 20, never underestimate the Democrats' ability to cheat. They cheat and they do it well. They hide their tracks. And when they get caught, Arizona, they can fight their way out of it. They can talk their way out of it because they have the resources of the media, print media, social media, internet media, and news media. They have all of that. That is hard to overcome when the majority of people get their news in some way, shape, or form in one of those areas. How do you combat that? By the truth. Donald Trump is telling you the truth. No matter how the Democrats want to twist it and want to change it, the truth will always be the truth. Right will always be right. They know that. They know that people are going to wake up, are starting to wake up. But I think they're overplaying their hand here, because if Trump gets indicted, and you know the media is going to be plastering pictures of him being let out in handcuffs. That, oh my gosh, Joy Behar, Whoopi Goldberg, the ladies on The View, CNN, oh my gosh, they are going to be giddy with excitement. But I think it's going to backfire on them, because the American people are going to realize that, yes, we live in a police state. Our rights are no longer rights. They are given to us from the government. They are not given to us from God. Our government is now God in their eyes. They are the all-powerful, all-being. You don't agree with them, you will be either arrested or you will just come up missing. And you may laugh, but don't think that's not going to come. Don't think that the people of Russia, of Vietnam, of Cuba, of China, of South or North Korea, Iran, don't think that those people laughed when someone like me told them, hey, be careful. You keep talking like this, you're going to come up missing. It happens all the time in these communist countries. That's where we are heading. We are there. We are in a police state. And it really pisses me off when I hear these commentators say, oh, the majority of the FBI and the DOJ and the CIA, the majority of them are great people. There's just a few people that are bad. Then it's up to the good people in the FBI, the CIA, and the DOJ. It's up to them to rat out and get rid of the criminal element in the Justice Department of the federal government. It's up to them. You can sit here and tell me that there's good people. Well, I don't believe it until I see these good people standing up and taking back the Federal Bureau of Investigations, taking back the Department of Justice, taking back the Central Intelligence Agency. Until that happens, they're all the same. You let it go. You see something wrong. If you drive by an accident where somebody's struggling, you know, the car's on fire and they're struggling to get out and you just drive by, what am I supposed to think? You could have helped them. But you chose to ignore it. And now the person's dead. Same thing. You may have good people in the CIA, FBI, DOJ. You may have, and I'm sure there are good people in there. But until they wake up and they decide, I got to do something about this. People are getting incarcerated. We had a whole commission devoted to the January 6th, quote unquote, insurrection, where the FBI and the CIA and the DOJ were part of it. They helped lead that insurrection. That is how corrupt our Justice Department has become in this country. It is akin to Cuba. It is akin to Venezuela. It is akin to the KGB in Russia. We look back and we think that, oh, that's never going to be the case. We are run. We have a police state right now. And I haven't even got into the judges, that their only job, the people that put them on that bench, the only job they have is to read the law and rule by what the law says. But we have so many judges out there that decide, well, that's not really what the law meant. That's not your job to interpret what the law meant. Your job is to rule by what that law states. If the law is wrong, we have procedures and policies to change that law. But until then, you don't make decisions based on your feelings. You don't make decisions and make rulings based on your interpretations. Interpretations have no business in a court of law. Laws are cut and dry. Ladies and gentlemen, I have no idea if Donald Trump is going to be indicted on Tuesday. This, you know, we know how Trump is. He could be just blowing smoke up our behinds just to generate support and get people, you know, rile up the base. Could be. Now, there actually may be plans to arrest him on Tuesday, and the DA may be saying to himself, well, that might not be a good idea now. So it may be delayed. I don't know. But the fact that they are still investigating this guy over something that a federal investigation found no wrongdoing on the part of Trump, that tells you everything you need to know. If you are rooting against Trump on this, you are rooting for the wrong side. Because don't think, if they can do it to Donald Trump, they can do it to you. They can bring up some bogus charges on you, and you have not a leg to stand on because you allowed this to happen. I know the patriots of this country are not going to stand for it at all. You know, when I read the end of that post on Truth Social Media by Trump, there was a word in there that really, really did not sit well with me at first, and that was protest. We need to protest. It's time that we as conservatives, we as Republicans, we as patriots who love this country and want to take the country back and bring it back to what it was, it's time for us to stand up and play the Democrat game. I hate to say that. But until we can beat the Democrats at their own game and take back this country, we have to fight fire with fire. Am I saying bring up bogus charges on members of Congress that are Democrats? No, I don't want to play that way. Trust me, there's enough charges that can be brought up on them. Let's talk Biden. I mean, honestly, we're finding out that Hunter Biden is funneling millions of dollars to family members. That's not news. That's not news at all. It's funny how the mainstream media will not report on this, but they'll report and they will substantiate a known fake Russian dossier and won't think twice about it and still continue to bring it up, even though it has been debunked. It has been proven to be false. It was proven to be funded by Hillary Clinton's campaign, but we don't want to talk about that. We're not going to talk about Biden's funneling and his money laundering. The Biden family, we'll talk about Trump, and we'll bring up bogus charges on him. I want to see Biden. I want to see charges brought up on Biden. The proof is there for Biden. You just have to look. There has not been a federal investigation against Biden. There has been a federal investigation against Trump, and he was found not to have any wrongdoing. So why we are still focusing and concentrating on this that has already been proven untrue, it's all part of the plan. It's part of the plan for the Democrats to get rid of Trump. Now, when they get rid of Trump, what are they going to do? They're going to go to DeSantis. They're going to bring up bogus charges on him. And if you are a conservative, it's going to go down the hill. Trust me, this is how this country is working right now. You go against what the government and the progressives and the socialists and the communists in this country think, otherwise known as the Democrats, you have the risk of being brought up on charges of something you didn't do. That scares the shit out of me. And it should scare you, because if you speak out, if you are out there as a conservative, you're putting your freedom at risk. And while we're talking about that, I want to play for you. We're going to change subjects real quick here, and then before we go to the first break, we're going to change subjects, and I want to talk to you about our horrific, horrific governor in the state of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer. Mark my words, if Biden doesn't run, even if he does run, I think Whitmer is going to put her hat in to be president in 2024. And the media, she's a media darling. She is horrific. Let me tell you, from living in this state, she took a state that was growing, that people were moving to, businesses were coming to, they were investing in the communities, they were giving people jobs. She took over. And we're losing jobs left and right. We're losing people left and right out of this state. It's her policies. But I want you to hear what she had to say about the COVID lockdowns she enacted in 2020, because it infuriated me. I want you to hear this. These are her words out of her mouth, not mine. Hear it from the horse's. Hear it from the horse's mouth.
There were moments where we, you know, had to make some decisions that, in retrospect, don't make a lot of sense, right? If you went into the hardware store, you could go in the hardware store, but we didn't want people, you know, all congregating around the gardening supplies. People said, oh, she's outlawed seeds. It was February in Michigan. No one was planting anyway. But that being said, you know, some of those policies, I look back and think, you know, that what maybe was a little more than we needed to do.
Let me start by saying this. Yes. Well, first off, no, it wasn't February that the lockdowns began. It was March. And no, there was no planting in Michigan in March. But you know what people do in March? They go out and buy seeds. So don't tell me, and she says it with a smile on her face like it's a joke. This woman, she banned stores larger than 50,000 square feet from selling paint and home improvement supplies, as well as advertising for non-essential goods. She outlawed operating a motorboat, as that could bring criminal charges, as could traveling to a secondary home. Here in Michigan, many people have cottages up north. The problem that we had with those is, if you lived in Michigan, you could not travel to your secondary home. You couldn't travel to your cottage on the lake or your cottage up north. You had to pick which one you were going to stay at. But residents in Chicago who have a lot of land in cottages up north, they were able to come and go as they please. So if you were in a non-high-risk COVID area in Michigan, you had to pick and choose. You couldn't, that summer, as you were getting ready to open up your cottage for the summer, you couldn't do it. You were not allowed. But residents of the hot zone that was Chicago could come in through Indiana, go up into Michigan, and then you could come and go as you pleased. She issued almost 200 executive orders in less than a year, and most of them were related to COVID, and it left businesses scrambling to comply with her ridiculous executive orders. In one instance, a Walmart labeled baby carriers as a banned purchase because they couldn't understand what was banned and what wasn't. Meijer. Now, here in Michigan, we have a regional chain called Meijer. It's kind of like Publix down in Florida, but it's regional. The orders were so multiple, in March and early April, again, not February, as she stated, and they were so unclear that some stores put caution tape around entire aisles just so they wouldn't get fined for noncompliance. Do you realize here in Michigan, if you owned a bakery, if you owned a clothing store or a memorabilia store, a merchandise store, that was a little mom-and-pop operation, you had to close. But if you owned a strip club, by all means, you can stay open. Absolutely, you can stay open. If you owned a liquor store, you can stay open. But if you own a clothing store, Walmart, Meijer, they sell clothes, they can remain open. But your clothing store had to remain closed. Over 2,500 Detroit residents were ticketed for violating Whitmer's emergency rules by the Detroit Police Department from April 14th through May 18th. And oh, by the way, every single one of those fines were tossed. Gary Marshall, who is the owner of Fit Stop 24 in Niles, reopened 3 months before Whitmer allowed the gyms to open. He was charged with 30 misdemeanors and fined $18,000 before all the charges were later dropped. In October of 2020, the Michigan Supreme Court realized what Whitmer was doing, and they stripped her of all her emergency powers. And then in May of 2021, Whitmer was caught breaking her own COVID rules. A May 15th order demanded gatherings at food establishments to have no more than 6 people at a table. This is May of 2021, people. The rest of the country is wide open, and we are still in a draconian, I don't even know what you call it. You can't call it a paradise, a draconian hell here in Michigan, because Whitmer is just continuing to put these orders out. But a May 15th order demanded that gatherings at food service establishments to have no more than 6 people at a table, and they had to be masked. Well, she attended a meal at an East Lansing bar with 13 people at the table, none of them masked. She apologized, and the media said, okay, she apologized, that's okay. This woman and her draconian, tyrannical executive orders ruined thousands of people's lives. She closed and destroyed thousands, if not tens of thousands, of businesses in this state. And it wasn't the Walmarts, it wasn't the Meijers, it wasn't the big chains. It was the backbone of the community. It was the small mom and pop shops that were unfairly focused on and told, you can't do anything. You're not opening. If you do, we're not only going to fine you, but we're going to shut you down. And now she comes back and says, well, we might have gone a little bit extreme. This is who the Democrats and the media want as the next president. We here in Michigan, trust me, I'm telling you, the vote in Michigan was not legit. The pundits are calling Michigan a blue state. It's not true. Michigan is a red state. We just can't get through the cheating and the falsification of the votes that the Democrats are being allowed to let happen. I mean, nobody cares. It's all over. If you look at every swing state now, they're going blue. Why is that? Because they're cheating. Call me a conspiracy theorist. You please call me a conspiracy theorist, because we conspiracy theorists are right 99.9% of the time lately. I'll take that as a badge of honor. Now, before we go to break, I want to talk to you about a question that was posed to me by a great listener, somebody I know and love very well, or very much, by the name of Pat. She knows who she is, Patricia. She sent me a message, and I'll just read it verbatim, and I'm going to answer it. And it goes like this. Tom Velasquez, can you tell me why, with the government that's in office now that promised to high heaven that they would be very transparent about everything, has been hiding the at least 3-year-long aggression from China and Russia towards us and our U.S. military and our people overseas? Why are they not telling us these things and that they have been going on for numerous years? Do they think they're saving us from fear after they are the ones that pushed and amplified the fear from the COVID-19 pandemic onto the U.S. people? I would rather know what's going on to prepare myself, my home, and my family from any kind of aggression from any foreign country rather than be sitting in the dark and having it all of a sudden appear at my doorstep. Why do you think this is the case? Well, Pat, I won't tell you how I know you, but I'm going to tell you right now, this is all part of the plan. Joe Biden is fully funded and fully entrenched into China, who is fully funded and fully entrenched into Russia. They're one and the same. We are in the midst of possibly, at least in my lifetime, the most corrupt administration in the history of this country. You will have Democrats tell you, oh my gosh, Trump was so corrupt. No. They just didn't like his policies because the policies were putting America first. They were bringing back the Constitution. That's why people who follow the left and lean left didn't like him. This is cut and dry. Joe Biden is fully entrenched and fully indebted to the Chinese Communist Party. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. And you could, I mean, we're not even looking into Ukraine and all the BS that happened there. I'm telling you, to my listeners, to Pat, this is the most corrupt administration possibly in the history of this country. I mean, normally I'd be like, hey, I'm living through history. That's pretty cool. I don't want to live through this history because the way we're going, we as conservatives are not going to be living through it much longer. And again, you can laugh. You can say, oh my gosh, Tom's losing it. This is how it started in Venezuela. This is how it started in Cuba. This is how it started in Russia, in China, in Iran. People were like, ah, that's our government. They're never going to do that. This is exactly what is happening. It's going to happen unless we that love this country, who are the true patriots, do something to stop it. It's up to us. Absolutely up to us. And until we decide to get off our backside and stand up and take back this country. I mean, Donald Trump can't do it himself. He needs an army. He has an army, and we're more than welcome. We're more than happy to go to his rallies and cheer and cheer and cheer. And then we go home, and we have the liberals talking down to us, and we're like, okay, sorry, yeah, I'm not going to say anything. No, those days are done. Stand up for yourself. Talk back to them. If you not, and it's not for you. It's for your kids. It's for your grandkids. If you love them, you will do it. That's what patriots do. I understand the media has just made the word patriot a horrible thing. It's like white supremacist Nazi. That's not the case. A patriot is someone who loves their country and is willing to die for it to better serve the next generations. We really, unfortunately, need to look into that because we're at that point. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to hear from John Glenn, his 1962 orbit around the planet. What do you see? The 6th Annual Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention, now at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Get ready for 2 days packed with the paranormal, Saturday, November 4th and Sunday, November 5th, 2023. The world of the paranormal comes to life in Mid-Michigan for the 6th Annual Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention. The convention will feature 2 days packed with spooktacular speakers, presenters, demonstrators, authors, artists, paranormal celebrities, and so much more. Learn more about ghosts and all things paranormal, Bigfoot, haunted objects, aliens, cryptids, demonology, ufology, Ouija boards, spirituality, psychic readings, intuition, witchcraft, tarot, mediums. You will also learn about Michigan lore and the haunted history of Michigan. There will be private seances, gallery readings, oddities, all-day speakers, demonstrations and presentations, prizes and giveaways, and so much more. The weekend pass is only $100. A day pass is only $55. Any add-on special event tickets are only $25. And the world-famous Haunted Halls and Magical Marketplace is only a $5 ticket. Again, November 4th and November 5th, 2023 at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, the 6th annual Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention. And when you get there, tell them you heard about it on the Paranormal Patriot. Okay, the year is 1962. America is just going into space. We haven't even landed on the moon yet. And one of the greatest explorers in the history of this country, John Glenn, is orbiting the planet. He's talking to Mission Control, I believe at that time it was still in Houston, and they are talking about the sun coming up and how brilliant and bright it is, and he goes to his dark filter because it's so bright. And then things happen that John Glenn can't explain. Rather than me try to describe it, listen to how John Glenn, the Senator John Glenn, the celebrity John Glenn, yes, that John Glenn, listen to how he describes what he is witnessing in the capsule orbiting the planet.
This is Friendship 7, and I'll try to describe what I'm in here. I'm in a big mass of some very small particles that are brilliantly lit up like they're luminescent. I never saw anything like it. They're around a little, they're coming by the capsule, and they look like little stars, a whole shower of them coming by. They swirl around the capsule and go in front of the window, and they're all brilliantly lighted. They probably average maybe 7 or 8 feet apart, but I can see them all down below me also. Negative. They're very slow. They're not going away from me more than maybe 3 or 4 miles per hour. They're going at the same speed I am, approximately. They're only very slightly under my speed. Over. They do have a different motion, though, from me, because they swirl around the capsule and then depart back the way that I am looking. Are you receiving? Over. There are literally thousands of them. This is Friendship 7. Am I in contact with anyone? Over. This has been going on since about 1 plus 1 5, over. Just after I remarked about the sunset, I looked back up and looked out the window, and all the little swirl of particles was going by, over. This is Friendship 7 broadcasting in the blind. The sunrise has come up behind in the periscope. It was brilliant in the scope, a brilliant red as it approached the horizon and came up. And just as I looked back up out the window, I had literally thousands of small luminous particles swirling around the capsule and going away from me at maybe 3 to 5 miles per hour. Now that I am out in the bright sun, they seem to have disappeared. It was just as the sun was coming up. I can still see just a few of them now, even though the sun is up some 20 degrees above the horizon.
767, this is Wireless Contact. Wireless Contact, transmitting on HF 10 radio.
Hello, Wireless Contact. Wireless Contact, this is Friendship 7. Receive you HF loud and clear. How may you, over?
767,
this is Friendship 7 on HF. My status is excellent. Everything is going according to plan. Control fuel is 90100. Oxygen is 72101. Amps 22, over. This is Friendship 7, oxygen is 72101, over.
Roger.
This is Friendship 7, I still have some of these very small particles coming around the capsule, over. This is Friendship 7. Just as the sun came up, there were some brilliantly lighted particles that looked luminous that were swirling around the capsule. I don't have any in sight right now. I did have a couple just a moment ago when I made the transmission to you. Over.
Roger, Friendship 7.
Wireless Friendship 7 on UHF. Do you receive? Over.
Roger, Friendship 7, loud and clear.
Roger, this is Friendship 7, loud and clear with you also. Are we still co from Control Center? Over.
Roger, we're still go.
Roger, Friendship 7. All systems are go in the capsule. I still have some of these little particles coming around the capsule occasionally here. I can see them against the dark sky even on the day side. Over.
Roger, understand.
This is Friendship 7, ready to copy.
Area Golf 030038.
Say again, Area Golf, please, over.
Area Golf 030041.
Roger, Area Golf is 03 plus 00 plus 41. Is that a firm?
Area Hotel is 043240.
Roger, 04 plus 32 plus 40 for Hotel. Roger, Friendship 7, we'll give blood pressure check. I still have some of these particles that I cannot identify coming around the capsule occasionally, over.
Roger, how big are these particles?
Very small. I would indicate they're of the order of a 16th of an inch or smaller. They drift by the window, and I can see them against the dark sky. Just at sunrise, there were literally thousands of them. It looked like just a myriad of stars, over.
Roger, are they moving by you or floating with you, over?
Some of them float almost with me. Most of them appear to be moving at about 3 to 5 miles an hour away from me. I'm going just a little faster than they are, over.
Roger.
This is Friendship 7. I did not think they were from my control jets. Negative. Over.
So we'll stop here real quick because we're going to do a second orbit around the planet. And again, John Glenn sees something at sunrise. Listen to this.
Roger, this is Friendship 7, and now that sunrise is starting, I have all these little particles coming around the capsule again, just at sunrise. Roger, Friendship 7. I also can see the light on my, on steam from the thruster when I operate it, over. Roger, Friendship 7. Are your thrusters working? Are all your high thrusters working okay? Over. This is Friendship 7, affirmative, operating okay. This is Friendship 7, I think my, I can see a little bit of steam spitting against the dark sky here occasionally from my pitched down manual thrust, over.
Roger.
This is Friendship 7, all these little particles, there are thousands of them, and they're not coming from the capsule, there's something that's already up here. Because they're all over the sky, way out. I can see them as far as I can see in each direction almost.
So those are some interesting communications. When I first heard this, I'm like, I'm thinking it's space debris or maybe solar debris or something that's reflecting off of the sunrise that he's seeing. But then I'm like, why would it swirl around the capsule? And if it was something in space, why would it only be moving 3 to 5 miles an hour? And what really threw me for a loop is how NASA, Mission Control, is just like, yeah, whatever, Roger. They didn't really want to talk about it. And then they started talking about it. And then on the second orbit, he saw the same thing at sunrise. You know, as much as I would like to say that, yes, he was surrounded by UFOs, I just think it was space particles in space that were being illuminated around his capsule. Because he only seemed to see it when the light from the sunrise or the sunset was reflecting off of it. I could be wrong, but, you know, I'm not one that's going to say, hey, everything's UFO. I'm going to look at things paranormal, political, however you want to look at it. I'm going to look at things objectively. And I think that's what's going on is I think there's just space dust in space that is reflecting off of the sunlight or sunrise or sunset that John Glenn saw. But it makes for great, great audio. And I hope you enjoyed that. Let me know what you think. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. There's a lot of things. I'm trying to keep these shows a little bit shorter. They were dragging on a little bit, so I'm trying to cut them down. I'd like them to be about a half hour, 35 minutes. This one's running about 40, 45. But thank you. Continue to send me show ideas, clips. Justin is sending me clips left and right, and I appreciate it. Pat, thank you for the message. Danielle, awesome. I mean, there's just so many of you that are interacting with this show. Thank you so much. But remember, share the Facebook page. That will get people even more involved, because the more people we have involved on the Facebook page, it's like osmosis. It just filters into the show. This show is about you. What do you want to hear? You have any questions, have any concerns, have any comments? If you have anything you want to promote, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Give me a 15 to 30 second audio clip, and I'll promote it on this show free of charge. All right, that'll be the show this week. Of course, thank you, as always, for listening. If you have any questions, anything, contact me, ghostseeker4@charter.net. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. Sit back, relax, and open that mind.